This WKRG News Break is brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction. For your next commercial construction project, choose a contractor who offers full-service project management from pre-design to project closeout. Guaranteed quality from start to finish. Roy Lewis Construction.
I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. The man Mobile police were looking for after a deadly attack in January is in Mobile Metro Jail. 32-year-old Carlos Hollis was booked into the jail last night on a murder charge. Investigators say he was involved in the January 24th murder of Rodney Tucker, who was found dead on McRae Avenue from what they say was a domestic incident. Two other suspects were arrested Saturday night. A little girl is in the hospital and a woman is in custody after a hit and run at a Baldwin County bus stop Monday. Police say the 8-year-old was hit while waiting for her bus on Crayling Road in Alberta. Witnesses say the SUV that hit her just kept on going. Police were able to track down the vehicle's owner, 33-year-old Katie Rolek, at her job in Foley. Rolek is charged with leaving the scene of an accident with injury. Starting in April, the recycling centers operated by the City of Mobile will no longer accept glass. For hours of operation, visit our website at WKRG.com. I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5.
For more than 50 years, Mobile Bay Magazine has showcased the history, style, arts, dining, and entertainment that defines excellence on both sides of Mobile Bay. Each month's issue is filled with our unique Southern Alabama culture, beautifully captured and told through engaging articles and stunning photography. When you subscribe to Mobile Bay Magazine, you'll be swept into the pages where recipes, familiar places and faces, and untold stories abound. Start your journey today by visiting MobileBayMag.com. That's MobileBayMag.com.
It's time for another edition of Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law. Very excited to welcome Lacey Smith into the studio. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lacey Smith. I'm a Mobile native, born and raised here, married to my husband, Glenn, who's also an attorney. But I've also got two little boys. They keep us very busy. I was an insurance defense attorney for 15 years before I joined Tobias and Comer. So it's been an interesting and good switch for hopefully all of us, but especially for me. I've definitely enjoyed doing a different side of the law, representing injured clients, and hopefully it's been helpful to have my perspective from having done the other side of things for so long.
You must have compassion and you must love what you do. And clearly the community means a lot to you too, being from here.
It's very rewarding to be on the side of injured people, pursuing justice for them and helping them recover from their injuries. Yeah, I feel very fortunate to be able to be back at home and practice in my hometown community.
To get in touch with Lacey and Tobias and Comer Law, call 251-432-5001 or visit TobiasComerLaw.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every